Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Now, lads, just before Valentine's Day, this year, lots of us were really, really moved when we chatted to Brianna Reynolds, who explained that her fiancé was gearing up to give her the ultimate Valentine's Day present. Have a listen to this.
So my fiance is donating his kidney to me at the end of March, hopefully.
Now, we were even happier when we chatted to both Brianna and her fiance Shane Hunter with an update in July of this year following a successful transplant. Now, it was after that chat that my next guest got in touch with the show with her own amazing story. Martina Guyot, good morning, Mrs. How
good
are you?
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. It's lovely to talk to you.
And you.
And thanks for coming on the show. Can you remind us why you got in touch with the show?
Yeah, I listened that morning because I was actually cocooning at home while I was working at home. For the HSE, and I listened to the story because I listened to the show every morning, and I was really moved because I had a similar situation where my friend had offered me a kidney, and we were in the process, obviously, and it was all halted then in Beaumont in March because of COVID, and they weren't doing any transplants. So we were heartened in June to hear that they'd started up, but when I heard Brianna on the radio, you know, it just gave me hope that maybe it was going to happen this year and that, you know, I would finish off the year with a new kidney. So fast forward, and basically what happened was we hadn't quite got the green light, Emer and I, but fate intervened and I got that all-important call in the middle of the night that there was a kidney for me at Beaumont Hospital and... You know, how quickly could I get there?
Martina, you got a phone call in the middle of the night?
Yep. I'll never forget it.
Is that how it works? Like, they're like, oh, we
have
it now.
That's how it works. You always have to have your phone charged with you and you have to answer all calls.
Wow.
You never know when they're going to ring you. And I basically woke up, I looked at the phone, my husband was up as well, kind of like, because it was exactly 2:48 in the morning. And I looked at it and said, no caller ID. And I said to him, this is Beaumont. I have a kidney. So literally, as I was answering the phone, he was putting his pants on. So needless to say, sure, look, they tell you to have a bag packed and ready at all times once you go on the list. So he's a bit of a stickler. So he repacked the bag because I apparently don't pack very well.
One shoe. So
Sure, look, half the stuff that I needed probably wasn't in there. So, you know, I was kind of getting dressed and throwing things onto the bed and he packed the bag. And we landed in Beaumont at 4:20.
4:20 in the morning, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, because I literally had to leave him at the door and turn and walk away. And I couldn't look back because if I did, I would have dissolved. So he actually took a video of me walking the whole way in, which was,
did he?
When I saw it, I was like, oh my God, you poor thing. And then you had to drive home. But I think kind of once I went in there.
Hang on a second. Poor him. You're going in to have a massive operation.
Sure, I know. But like, you know, poor him. He had to go home to me son and the dog and they were all sad.
Oh,
they were happy and sad, you know, because they were worried.
Of course.
But, anyway, sure, look, all's well that ends well. I'm successfully transplanted. I'm making a great recovery. And, you know, it's a happy Christmas for my family this year.
Well, it's lovely to hear. Congratulations. And
thank you.
It's such a lovely story. So, Alice.
Yes.
I was told to tell us about Alice. Is that the name of
You see, I had already named long since because I've had this disease. I was diagnosed at 13, you know, because it's PKD is hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in my family. I'm the fifth transplant in the family and the third generation with the disease. So I have basically lived with it all my life and kind of had to watch my diet and manage the disease really closely for the last 17 years at St. Vincent's Hospital. And then obviously I went on dialysis last year. So, you know, that was another part of the journey to getting the transplant. And it wasn't pleasant, but, you know, they made it easy in Vincent's because they're a fabulous team there in renal therapies. But, yeah, basically it was, they were called Thelma and Louise, the old ones, because I thought it was appropriate that they, you know, were obviously failing, but they never quite drove off the cliff, you know. Nearly.
So the new one is called Alice.
They were still doing a bit. So the new one, when it went in, literally started working immediately. Like the surgeon said to me, he said, that's an excellent transplant. And literally, you know, she's baiting away there. So I said, I woke up at about 5 o'clock one of the mornings in hospital and I said, I'll call her Alice, Alice in Wonderland.
Very good. I thought you were going to turn around and say, you know, the surgeon said to you, Alice, Alice, who the f- is Alice? But that wasn't
well,
the case.
No, that's what my friends said in the old messenger group, you know, because they're a very lively bunch.
I'd say
and
so.
And obviously is one of those people. But I'll be honest, they've kept me going, them and the support of an amazing family. I mean, my husband, Eddie, my son, Carl, and my daughter, Avril, and my son-in-law, Johnny, they're all fabulous, you know. And since I've had the transplant, it's, oh, sure, look, I mean, people needed a good new story, and I've had hundreds of messages and flowers and cards and wishes.
Can I ask you, Martina, because when I was on to Brianna, she said after her transplant that she started to feel almost immediately better. Was that the case for you as well? I mean, how did it feel afterwards?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, literally, like, and I suppose I worked in the lab in Mullingar Hospital for a while because I was there for nearly 16 years. And you learn to read your bloods. Mm. And I could see myself going down the drain hole, you know. And my big thing, the first day they came around doing the ward rounds, I said, like, what are my bloods? And the doctor was looking at me and I said, no, seriously, I need to know. And when I was leaving the hospital, my GP suggested that I get my entry bloods and my exit bloods printed just for renal function. So that she said, you'll always have that image. And the difference, Jennifer, I mean, oh, you're talking about in the hundreds.
Wow.
It's incredible. I feel so well. Now, I'm taking it easy, obviously. I'm chilling like a villain here at
good,
home.
Good.
I mean, I've the feet up, but the Nikes are on.
Just in case.
Well, you know, I have to keep moving and getting depth in every day.
Yeah.
And like, I'd normally walk about 5K a day. So
wow, that's
I'm looking
good.
Forward to getting back to that. And, you know, I have a bucket list. I want to learn to swim.
Jesus, are you going to be one of those dry row people now that everyone's giving out
I
about?
I am not. I say to them, I wouldn't wear one of those bleeding things and this stuff. I'd bring me trusty old dressing gown.
Exactly, you'd be grand. Just put a tea towel on with a hood. It's practically the same.
Exactly.
It's grand. You'd be grand. Martina, can I read out a couple of texts I've got in?
You can, absolutely.
What a woman, this texter says. I got my first donor card this year and proudly carry it. Isn't it amazing to think that you're giving life to someone after you're gone? That's from someone. Someone else says, Jen, I had a kidney transplant 4 years ago and every single day I light a candle and blow a kiss to the sky and say thank you to the beautiful person who allowed me a second chance in life.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, I'll be honest with you. Since I had my transplant, there's a candle lighting every day in our home for my donor and their family, because they truly, truly have given me the gift of life. And just to mention that, you know, this Christmas, the Irish Kidney Association is encouraging families, when they gather, hopefully for the festive season, that they discuss organ donation with their loved ones. And please let your wishes be known, because that's key to, you know, the transplants. The Irish Kidney Association are actually, you know, asking people as well around the country this Christmas, particularly transplant recipients, because we'll all be doing it anyway, but for anyone that even thinks of it, to light a candle over the festive season in memory of the donors and those people that are in organ failure, and just to honour the donors and their families, because it is a difficult decision, you know, and everybody knows that. But the first step is to have that talk, yeah. Make your wishes known, and register. Get your donor card at free text donor 50050 or visit www.ika.ie. It's that simple. And it's the gift of life.
So text donor 50050 is the quickest and easiest way to do it. But
absolutely.
Having that conversation, can I ask you, probably,
sure.
I don't know if you have the answer to this before I let you go. Do you know roughly like how many people would be waiting on that list?
Well, the last I heard, there was in the region of 500 people waiting on the organ transplant list in this country. And you can imagine with the whole system being down for 3 months due to COVID, that we're well behind.
Yeah.
So I have to say, like, when I was in the St. Damien's ward in Beaumont, it was full. They have been full, and there's transplants happening every day in there in the kidney area. So you can only imagine, hopefully, that there is plenty of lung transplants, heart transplants, everything else going on, because it's not just kidneys, you know. I heard recently of a chap that unfortunately passed away due to a road traffic accident, and his family agreed to donate his organs. He helped 5 people.
Wow.
5 people. Like, that's a miracle, you know. And it could give them hope. But another thing I would say is that for those of us that are lucky enough to receive this gift, particularly from a deceased donor, I do think it's a nice thing to say thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially on the day like today, it's Thanksgiving, so we should all be very grateful for what we have and what
we
can do. And we all have the ability to do something amazing after we're gone, you know?
You know? Would it be okay if I just thanked a few people?
Please do.
Thank you. I just want to say thanks a lot to all of my former colleagues at Regional Hospital Mullingar. They are amazing people. To my pharmacy, Mark Wright's in Turles Pass. They've looked after me for 20 years. My Dr. Klein. Everybody who knows me in Vincent's Hospital, because literally I've nearly lived there.
Your
for
second
17
home.
Years.
Yeah.
And, of course, my beautiful people in Beaumont Hospital, St. Damien's Ward and the daycare unit. They are my lifeline. Absolutely.
Another text in here. I've just went on to the Irish Kidney Association to order my donor cards. They have an app, which is great too. And I hope a lot more people will do the same. Martina, you're a star.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's been lovely talking to you.
It's lovely to talk to you. Will you give me a call in a couple of weeks and let me know how you're getting on?
Absolutely, I'd be delighted.
And listen, we'll see what the uptake is on the old donor cards after our chat today. Hopefully we've inspired a lot of people.
Well, that's all I want, is just to raise awareness.
Yeah.
And the Irish Kidney Association have been a great support to me and my family through the years. So I really would, you know, hope that people would just investigate it and have the chat.
Well, thank you, and have a lovely, enjoy that Christmas now.
Oh, you can bet. Onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards, Martina. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Bye, love. Bye. That is Martina Guyot. Recently received a kidney transplant, and we're just so delighted that she's doing so well. If you would like to get more information on the amazing work of the Irish Kidney Association, just visit their website, ika.ie. Plus, if you would like to become an organ donor, it just really couldn't be easier. You free text donor to 50050, so 550, to get your organ donor card. And please, please, as Martina said, have that chat and let your family know your wishes. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.